Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts. I'm your host, Casey Johns. This is the show that's all about your health, your home, your life, and more with our rotating cast of experts. Details are online for you at talk1370.com/experts. There you can catch up with past shows. You can also send in questions to ask our experts. You can also email those, asktheexperts@talk1370.com. Joining me today, Steve Enns with TexasFairOffers.com. Steve, welcome to Ask the Experts.
Hey, Casey. Thanks for having me.
Let's start right off the bat. What is Texas Fair Offers?
Texas Fair Offers, we're a real estate investment and wholesale company operating in throughout Austin and Central Texas, predominantly, and even in other markets in Texas. So we specialize in, real estate investing.
How'd you get into the business?
Good question, Casey. Actually, just by accident. My business partner, who's also my best friend, and I, we had one morning we were having pancake breakfast with our boys, who at the time were, really young. And, the question of legacy kind of came up. And, are we currently doing what we want to be doing? And, from there, really, this idea came about that, we both were very passionate about real estate. We love it. And we also have this this desire to help people as well. And we really felt like this this sort of industry was a good way for us to do both and to really bridge the two together. So, that was, a handful of years ago. And from there, we've developed into an organization that we're at today and, continuing to expand and grow into other markets and those sorts of things. But it all kind of stemmed from a pancake breakfast.
Talk about some of the services that Texas Fair offers its customers.
Right. Okay. So Texas Fair Offers is one of our companies. It's a subsidiary of a larger company, which is Tallbridge Investments. And we're currently actually just going through a whole rebranding and marketing of our organization. Texas Fair Offers is primarily focused on real estate wholesaling and working with sellers, homeowners in Austin, and like I said, Central Texas, in providing them an alternative solution to, say, more traditional means of selling their houses, like whether it's through a real estate agent or on their own. And so, that's one service that Texas Fair Offers provides. We also do invest in both single family and multifamily residences as well, at more of a national level. So Tallbridge Investments is the parent company who basically, oversees those larger type, acquisitions and such. So we do work in the multifamily space as well as single family. But Texas Fair Offers is predominantly a wholesale company.
Okay. You mentioned Austin. Is there any part of Central Texas that you don't operate in? Or is it pretty much if you can hear our interview right now, Texas Fair Offers will work with you to find a solution for getting you out of your home?
Yeah, absolutely. And, so we do work with, we've worked in, areas that are fairly rural. We Waco, Temple, San Antonio, all of the surrounding, towns and cities we've probably most likely done some work with. We've gone into Dallas and Houston as well and surrounding areas there. So, really the power behind, our company is, the way that we started. A lot of people don't know this about us, but we are actually, in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So we are on the West Coast, just above Seattle, Washington. And, basically we broke into the Austin market in the real estate investment space out of somewhat of a necessity, but also just, the people there that we started speaking to attracted us to Austin. And so we had this idea of, well, maybe, instead of doing this in Vancouver, you know, we could look at starting a business somewhere else and just, you know, kind of try to break some barriers and see what we can do. And so we started this out virtually or remotely, if you will, you know, like I said, about 4 or 5 years ago now. And we've been doing this since. So our power of our business really is in our systems, in our process, in our people, our automation, and our ability to connect sellers with a large group of investors, because we needed to provide value to these sellers, right? And so you know, the investors that we work with are quick, they're fair in terms of what they're looking for regarding price, and can move quickly on property. So you know, that's basically, you know, just the kind of, I guess, a little synopsis of us and really why and how we provide value to our sellers.
Our guest is Steve Enns with TexasFairOffers.com. Real estate, investing, and wholesaling. Log on to TexasFairOffers.com. Get an offer with the easy web form right there. You can also call 512-579-3952. Again, that's 512-579-3952. Or log on to TexasFairOffers.com.
And so with that phone number, they'll be directed to an actual person that isn't someone in the Philippines, or like they work here with us. They'll answer their phone calls, and we'll certainly do our best to see if there's a solution there for both of us. But that's a live number, a live person. They work with us. They're part of our company.
Steve, break it down just a little bit for some of our listeners that may not know, what exactly is real estate investing and real estate wholesaling?
Yeah, so real estate and investing and wholesaling is essentially just a different way for someone to sell their house. And oftentimes we work with, I guess, clients or homeowners who are looking to sell, who are facing some sort of life circumstance, whether it's a relocation or, you know, a divorce situation or some sort of life situation that's come up and they need to sell their house. And so what we do in these situations is we find out a little bit more about their property and their situation. And we try, you know, to be fully transparent with you, the most important thing is that we need to actually understand the person's situation. A house is a house and values are values. And we do walk every homeowner with, you know, through our process and, you know, kind of go through values and get a better idea of, you know, the rehab costs and everything like that. But at the end of the day, we're dealing with people, right? And people have, you know, a desired outcome and those sorts of things that are important. But we need to understand the situation. And when we understand the situation and we can work at addressing the actual, you know, situation that people are facing, that's when we find that we have the most success. And so, you know, when wholesaling, you know, for some people is primarily just about, you know, you get a property under contract and then you assign that contract to an end buyer, a developer, rehabber, fix flipper, whatever have you. So that's basically what we do, is we work with homeowners, and again, full transparency, we discuss that we are a wholesale company and that we do assign contracts to our investment groups, the partners that we work with, and won't actually be buying the house ourselves, right? So in that conversation, you know, a couple things happen. One is, maybe the person is just not comfortable with that, and that's totally fine. We're not the solution for everyone, right? But more times than not, people are okay with it once I explain to them that, in fact, our ability to help, you know, bring someone to the table to close on a property, and often these properties need a lot of work, you know, is much greater than if they went out and did this themselves. And in doing so, they're not faced with paying any sort of commission. There's no fees. We cover closing costs, you know, those sorts of things. So there's no hidden fees or anything like that. Whatever number we agree to is the number that at the end of the day they walk out with, they take home.
I think you kind of touched on it there, but another question that just popped into my head is, what are some of the differences? Obviously, I think a lot of people have at least an idea of the traditional, you know, go to a realtor, sell my house kind of relationship. What's the differences between that and some of the advantages, depending on the situation, for a homeowner to work with a real estate wholesale company like Texas Fair Offers?
Yeah. So you see, some of the advantages of working with a wholesale company would be, oftentimes it's speed, right? Depending on the situation and the time frame, you're not going your traditional way in terms of getting a mortgage and, you know, the approval process and the inspection process. So oftentimes speed to closing is much quicker. I'd say on average, you know, we're closing within 14 to 30 days. So What that means is that from the time of a contract being executed to us doing our initial inspection and presenting it to our investment group, basically we're closing and the sellers are walking out with, you know, cash in their bank account or cash in hand, whatever you want to say, within 30 days of working with us. And those timeframes vary, obviously, depending on situation. It can be longer, it can be quicker. So one thing is time. Also, another thing that we're finding is that people just do not, a lot of the houses that we work with, or the homeowners that we work with, their houses are older, they're dated, and they're starting to, you know, just like a car, right? You drive a car for so long, and then, you know, things start needing to be updated and repaired and those sorts of things. And it makes more sense for some people just to sell their home at a lower price, basically factoring in the difference of the rehab that they would have been, you know, going to the bank and pulling money out for, deducting that off of the price and then allowing someone else to do it. Because they obviously may not have the experience or the expertise. There could be a high level of risk involved in them doing that as well. And so they'd come to us there and basically, you know, we would take that part of it out of the equation so they could sell their house as is in its current condition without, you know, really having to go seek out contractors and doing all of the repair themselves.
We're talking with Steve Enns from TexasFairOffers.com. For a free, no-obligation cash offer on your home, log on to TexasFairOffers.com. They've got an easy form right there on the website. You can also call 512-579-3952. We got to step aside for a break. After the break, we'll come back, talk a little bit more about the process that Texas Fair Offers uses. You're listening to Ask the Experts on Talk 1370. Back after these messages.
Talk 1370.
And welcome back to Ask the Experts on Talk 1370. We're in the middle of a conversation with Steve Enns from TexasFairOffers.com. Real estate wholesaling. You can get an offer on your property at TexasFairOffers.com. Free offer, no obligation, a cash offer, most importantly, 512-579-3952. You can also get a hold of them on the phone, or again, the easy web form, TexasFairOffers.com. Steve, before the break, we were kind of outlining real estate investing and wholesaling in general. Let's talk about some of the obstacles that homeowners typically face when considering selling their property and why it, as we were mentioning, might be advantageous for them to consider the wholesaling route.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I think one of the biggest obstacles is are people who, you know, decide to tell homeowners, you know, what they think that they can get for the property without having any sort of real, you know, knowledge or education of, you know, what the current market is doing. So I think one of the biggest obstacles is just, you know, people, you know, voicing or giving their opinion, whether, you know, it's valid or not, causes a lot of confusion for someone who's looking to sell their home. And one of the ways that we address that is, again, just through full transparency. We do comparable properties. You know, we search properties that are within, you know, the same bed and bath combination, square footage, you know, and really show the homeowners, like, look, this is what your house could get if you update it. And if it needs work, this is roughly how much you would be expecting to put in based on our numbers and our figures and our contractors that we work with to get it to that price or to that, you know, sales price. And if that isn't something that you want to do, then this is what your house would be worth roughly at in its as is current shape condition. And so we really work with homeowners in providing them with factual information that is supported by data. And so I think that's one of the biggest obstacles. And you'll hear oftentimes when speaking with sellers that they have this unrealistic expectation of what their house is worth. And oftentimes they will get that information from someone just speaking to them on the street, a neighbor or a relative or whatever have you. And it's the information isn't founded by any fact. And so that is probably one of the biggest obstacles that I feel that sellers in today's market have, is that there's these inflated prices and opinions coming from everyone. The other thing is obviously just deciding on whether or not, you know, you want to go the retail route and if it's worth it. You know, depending on your house, it may be the best option. And that's something that we are fully, you know, forthright in. If your house makes sense to list it, we will tell you to list your house. Like, we'll say that that is the best way for you to go. You'll make the most money on it. And absolutely, we'll direct you and steer you. We can steer you to realtors that we work with that are trustworthy. In the event that there are some serious issues with the house, like major foundation issues, structural issues, or whatever have you, you know, we'll then work back what we feel would be a very conservative, you know, estimate, but fair estimate on what the scope of repair might look like for someone if they need to update their home. So those are kind of a few of the things that I feel, you know, sellers are faced with, some obstacles that homeowners are faced with when selling their property. There's a whole bunch of them, and it's really situational. But probably the most common one is the true value of a home and understanding what that is.
We're visiting with Steve Enns from TexasFairOffers.com, 512-579-3952. If you're considering putting a property on the market or you've got a property you need to unload, contact Texas Fair Offers. They'll give you a free, no-obligation cash offer, as Steve was just saying, a fair offer as well based on the work and value of the home. TexasFairOffers.com, 512-579-3952. Steve, you were talking about some of the process that goes into how you guys come up with your offers. How can people best determine the value of their home?
Well, yeah, I guess one would be, you know, giving us a call. You know, we can certainly give, you know, our interpretation of the value of a home based on what has sold in their particular area. Another way that you can do that is, you know, going to, you know, calling a real estate agent and asking them for their market opinion as well. Having a third party appraiser come in and assess the property and give their report are all valid options, right? The one thing that, you know, just I urge not to do is try to avoid having conversations with, you know, your neighbor on what they feel the value is. Unless it can be backed with any sort of, you know, factual data, it's really tough to justify a price that isn't really supported by anything. You know, one of the things that we do is we pull, you know, a market analysis, for instance. So as I mentioned before, when we sit down with a homeowner, we show them properties that have sold in that have been updated, that match their square footage, you know, within a few hundred or so square feet, and the bed-bath combination. So we're not comparing a house that's 2,000 square feet versus something that's, you know, 1,200 square feet. We're not comparing something that has four bedrooms to two bathrooms. We want those properties to be within a small radius of one another. So they're within, you know, a half a mile at the most. And they're comparable to one another. It's like comparing apples to apples, right? And so that's really what we focus on in presenting our offers to people, so that they can see the facts. It's there in front of them. It's not based off of hearsay. So realtors, appraisers, ourselves, companies like us, you know, are all, I think, valid companies. And you know, we always want to make sure that we show the information to the homeowner, right? You know, it's one thing just it's coming from our mouth and we're saying certain things, but in actuality, if we can show you and demonstrate to you the value of your home in its current condition and show you the value that we can provide you as a service, then I feel like we're doing an effective job.
Steve, how can homeowners best prepare to sell their property, especially if they're considering a private transaction with a company like Texas Fair Offers as opposed to the more retail route?
Yeah, I'd say ask a lot of questions, right? You know, whether you're working with us or someone else who is working in wholesaling, you know, make sure that you're asking questions, right? We're a completely transparent company, and you know, we always want to be forthright in our information that we provide you. So, you know, we're going to tell you like it is, and it may not work for you. You may not like what we have to say, and that's okay. You know, we're not a solution for everyone, but I'd rather have someone ask me a lot of questions, and you know, we can uncover and discard them as they come up. And at the end of the day, you know, work in this kind of like harmonious type of relationship, and getting, you know, the helping the seller sell their house, and helping the investor buy a good investment. And you know, so that's probably the one thing that I could say, you know, I'd suggest homeowners doing is really just asking a lot of questions and verifying for themselves who they're working with. Ultimately, you have a gut feeling when you work with someone. And if your gut feeling is telling you not to do it, in my situation, in my circumstances, it usually is right. So, you know, ask questions, do some research, don't overthink it. I also find that, you know, people will go out and then start talking to other people and ask for their opinions and things like that. And, you know, that can just cause some confusion as well. You know, as you know, you start talking to people about just about anything, and everyone's going to have a different opinion on it. And that can also lead to a lot of indecisiveness and cloud your better judgment.
Our guest is Steve Enns from TexasFairOffers.com, 512-579-3952. Log on, get a free, no-obligation cash offer on your property, TexasFairOffers.com. Steve, is it worth, we're talking about valuing the home and all that, is it worth for a homeowner to spend time and money making home improvements before selling their property?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you are someone that, you know, can, you have the time or the resources, whether it be time, resource, or money, and you have the ability to do that, I would say, yeah, absolutely. You're in the best position to make the most out of your house, you know, and get that equity out. In certain situations, and we do work with a lot of people who, you know, their houses are fine, and they're, you know, it's not a, you know, a dire situation either, but they just like the ease of use of working with us, right? The quickness and the transparency and everything like that. So, you know, in some situations, they'll be like, yeah, no, thank you very much for that information. We would just rather not do the updates ourselves and get this done quickly. And that's why they use us, because, you know, again, we don't charge commissions or any sort of fees or administrative fees or anything like that. And so they decide to go with us. But, you know, depending on the situation, if you are in a position to update your home and to, you know, make the most out of it, 100% do it. You know, there is some inherent risk there as well, though. I mean, you know, there is, you know, the group of people that I surround myself with and other investors, you know, nationwide, you know, it's been a while since, you know, any sort of recession or market correction has hit. And so there is some inherent risk that you do take on, though, by doing that. You could put money into a house and, you know, a few months later, you know, the market corrects and values go down. And now what, right? You've spent money that you can't recover. So there's always a little bit of an inherent risk there, and that's partly, you know, what, you know, the investment group that we work with, the investors we work with, they're aware of it, and they've been through this before, and they know how to adjust for those things. But generally speaking, if you can do it, do it.
Steve, just a couple of minutes left, and kind of the last thing I want you to leave our listeners with is, what sets Texas Fair Offers apart from other companies that are buying homes as is?
Oh, that's a great question. And, you know, it's not a difficult one to answer, but it's more of the feeling that we want to leave with people, right? You know, going back to what I had said originally, and, you know, we love real estate. We're passionate about real estate. But ultimately, if we can't help someone move ahead in their life, you know, chances are it's not really the right opportunity for us. We want to help people get ahead. And a lot of people that we work with have, you know, they're faced with some sort of life situation that's come up. And I can tell you that I get more satisfaction out of, you know, seeing them kind of walk through that situation and being a part of that experience than actually, you know, the whole transaction of the home. And so more times than not, we will get people following up with us well after we've, you know, transacted on their home and they've closed, just thanking us for, you know, helping them not sell their house, but helping them, you know, kind of move past whatever it was that they needed to get through. And that's the sort of impact that we want to have on people. And so I guess, in short, that is what I feel is very different about us, is that, you know, money is money and it comes and goes. Businesses come and go all the time, but people are here, right? And, you know, show a little love and care towards people and hopefully make the world a little bit of a better place.
We've been visiting with Steve Enns from TexasFairOffers.com, 512-579-3952. Right there on the web, an easy form to fill out to get your free, no-obligation cash offer on your property, TexasFairOffers.com. Steve, thanks for joining us on Ask the Experts today.
I really appreciate it, Casey. Thank you for having me.
More Ask the Experts coming up right after these messages on Talk 1370.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.